Hello, hi, and welcome to this episode of the Mandy Mayer podcast. As per usual, this is the podcast where we chat all about you getting healthier, your health goals, your fitness goals, how to achieve those goals, and how to push forward and to get progress. To everyone that always takes the time to listen to these episodes, to rate and review these episodes, to share these episodes, thank you so much. As most of you know, my goal when starting this podcast wasn't to make money from it. It wasn't to run ads on this podcast. It was to help as many people as possible. And that's exactly what you are doing when you rate and review these podcasts or these episodes or when you share these episodes. Because realistically, I chat about fat loss, I chat about health, and I break through all that confusion that is out there online. But again, it wouldn't reach anyone if it wasn't for you, the listeners, doing what you do. So again, thank you so much. You, just by listening to this podcast, just by sharing, rating, and reviewing this podcast, you are helping me achieve that goal to help others through the information that I deliver on these episodes. So again, thank you very much. Now, as I've mentioned in loads and loads of episodes, that number on the scale is purely just that. It is a number. It is a data point. But again, I know as someone who was overly fixated with the number on the scale, I do know that it is something that many of you use as your only form of measuring progress. And sometimes, even if it isn't the only form of measuring progress, it still gets to you. And I totally understand that because it's been years and years and years where we've been told that that number on the scale is the most important thing, which obviously, if you've been listening to all these episodes of this podcast, you will know that that number on the scale is not the most important thing. And on previous episodes, I have chatted about other ways that you can measure your progress. So, for example, taking measurements of your body, looking at the size of your clothing, checking whether they are shifting down a size, looking at your energy levels, and everything that is non-scale based progress. But today, I want to chat to you about setting performance-based goals, because goals based on your performance from where you start is going to be a massive mindset shift for you. It's a game changer when it comes to your shift in mindset, because you're going to have something else to focus on that isn't purely your or the number on the scale or your body composition. It's based on your performance and the things that your body, your fitness levels, your strength can do for you. And that is a game changer. The only difficulty with this is your scale-based goals are very much a tangible goal. They give you that, so I want to say, instant gratification, whereas your performance-based goals, you're going to have to become okay with delayed gratification. And a lot of the times, it's that mindset shift that helps you become more patient as well. You see, the thing with that number on the scale is you can tick all your boxes for 2 to 4 weeks, for example. You can smash your steps. You can drink your water. You can eat in a calorie-controlled manner. There are going to be fluctuations on that scale. And a lot of the times, it might drop a little bit slower than what you have expected it to. You might feel as though all the hard work you're doing is not paying off. Whereas if you look at your performance-based goals, for example, those are going to be a fucking amazing indicator as to how you have progressed with your performance, so what your body is capable of doing. And a lot of the times, that doesn't purely stem from lifting weights and seeing how many weights or the heaviest weights that you can lift. It can start with something small, like monitoring how you feel when you climb up a flight of stairs. So when you walk up a flight of stairs, if you usually take the lift and now you start in your health expedition, and to get your extra steps in per day, you've decided instead of taking the lift, you're going to be taking the stairs. I want you to be very aware, very mindful in that moment when you're walking up the stairs as to what sort of level your breathing rate is at. Are you huffing and puffing when you get to the top of the stairs? Are you sweating when you get to the top of the stairs? And then in a month's time, try and measure how you're feeling when you get to the top of those stairs again. Because what you will most likely see, if you have remained consistent over the month of taking the stairs instead of taking the lift, you will see a massive improvement in your breath work when you walk up the stairs, as well as maybe you're sweating a little bit less when you walk up the stairs. Maybe it's become easier to walk up the steps. That means you are performing better. That means that the changes, the healthy changes that you are making to your lifestyle are working. And that is a non-scale based way of telling yourself or seeing and accepting that what you are doing is indeed working, because you're becoming fitter, you're becoming stronger, and you're less out of breath. And that, for me, from a health perspective, is phenomenal. And that is something that that number on the scale is not going to be an indicator of. So we've already run through one example which you can use as a performance-based goal if you're just starting your health expedition, taking the stairs instead of the lift, monitoring how you're feeling, and then a month later, assess that level of, I want to say, breath work as you're going up the stairs again. Identify how much you have improved in that area. Another example of a performance-based goal can be something like a plank, for example. Maybe when you're just starting your health expedition, you can do a 10-second plank. Now you consistently stick to doing those planks on a daily basis. In a month's time, measure how many seconds or minutes, if you become exceptionally good at planking, how long you can do a plank for. And what you will most likely see, because of your consistency and your hard work, you would have maybe then gone from a 15-second plank to a 45-second plank or a minute plank. That is a performance-based goal that I want you to look at setting. Not necessarily the planking, but any goal in the area of performance. If, for example, you've just started walking and you managed to walk 1 kilometer in 15 minutes, set that down as your benchmark, as your starting point. Then in a month's time, do a time trial when it comes to walking 1 kilometer. So now you're looking at where you were a month ago and where you are now, and you'll see a massive improvement within your performance on that 1 kilometer that you're doing for time. I mean, you can measure absolutely anything. If you're running, try and measure, okay, you managed to run for 1 minute before you had to stop and walk. Maybe in a month's time, look at that again and say, oh, I've managed to run for 2 minutes before you had to stop and walk. That, for me, is massive, massive progress. But again, so many people overlook all these smaller areas of progress because they are potentially fixating on that number on the scale. And again, that number on the scale does not necessarily dictate your levels of health, your levels of fitness, your levels of strength, or anything like that. So again, to be overly fixated on that number on the scale to the point where you forget to actually look at all your other progress in all other areas can be quite detrimental to your health expedition. So as you're listening to this episode right now, I want you to write down one or two little areas of performance that you're going to monitor over the next couple of months, whether it be your speed of your walking, whether it be the distance of your walking, whether it be the pace of your 1 kilometer run, whether it be the duration of your planks, whether it be your energy levels when you are walking up a flight of stairs. Something that I looked at with regards to my daughter recently was how long it took me to swim 100 meters. And then a couple of weeks later, I then again looked at how long it took me to swim 100 meters and my time had improved. That is an idea or an example of a performance-based goal or increasing the level of your performance. Again, like I said, from a health perspective, that is phenomenal to focus on, is your areas of performance and how you are progressing within those areas. And again, you don't need to be an endurance athlete or a speed athlete or whatever it is to measure your performance. It can be something as small as climbing that flight of stairs, as how long it takes you to walk 1 kilometer, etc. It just gives you something else to work on and something else to measure on your health expedition that is not the number on your scale and not your body composition, for example. So set up a couple of little goals for yourself based on any activities that you are doing and measure those over the next couple of months and take a moment to realize what a damn great job you are doing at changing your lifestyle to a healthier lifestyle, one where you're fitter, one where you're stronger, one where you have higher levels of energy, and one where you can potentially walk up that flight of stairs in a couple of months without being totally out of breath. I can promise you now, when you start working on things like that and you start identifying all areas of progress, it is a game changer because it gives you something to push towards. It gives you something to work towards. It's really going to help you identify your progress in the area that a scale can't, because that number on the scale fluctuates. So you can do everything according to plan for a couple of weeks and that number on the scale might not shift in the downward direction, and that might make you feel despondent. But if you remain consistent with your performance or your areas of performance or activity, I have no doubt that your strength, your fitness, your performance is going to increase and you will be able to see the change. And that is where you'll be able to recognize that what you are doing is working. On that note, I'm going to love and leave you like I usually do. Keep smiling, keep laughing, and keep being kind to one another. Much love, your friend who also started by walking up a flight of stairs instead of taking the lift, Mandy.